Welcome, lucky listeners. Grab yourselves a hot cup of... Tuck yourself down deep into the covers and make sure the lights are on. It's time for Read Me a Nightmare.
Welcome to episode 7 of Read Me a Nightmare. I'm Angelique Fons, your host, and if you like stories about magical animals or are just into chickens, this episode is definitely for you. Farmyard Follies is a clucking good time and one of my personal favorites. It was first published in my anthology, The Story Behind the Stories, which also includes all the hilarious rejection letters I received trying to sell this barnyard tale. Go to the show notes and you can get a copy of The Story Behind the Stories for free. Farmyard Follies is voiced by Brooke St. Ange, and she has been using her clear voice for years in a cornucopia of cool ways. She's worked as an auctioneer, a singer in the theater, a rock band, and an acoustic folk band. Brooke volunteers for the York Durham Turn-and-Burn Club and does the announcing at all the Western Speed shows. Her passion for language led her to her current day job as a speech language associate for pediatric populations. We aren't going to feature an interview after this reading, but stay tuned for the editor of Ellery Queen Mystery Magazine in our next scheduled episode, Three Calendars. Now, grab yourself a sweet cup of coffee, put on your John Deere ball cap, and let's listen to Farmyard Follies.
Farmer Martin Ross sips his coffee, but finds the flavor bitter. His brew always starts to taste nasty right around county fair time. Could envy affect your taste buds? Running a hand over his shaved, gray head, he tries not to think of his arch nemesis. See, he has a rivalry with his next-door neighbor. Goose Creek is only a small, steamy town in the Carolina Lowcountry, but they take their local fairs seriously. Joel Miller raises pygmy goats and trains a team of them to do a routine while he blows cues on a trumpet. While his long beard swings and his cowboy boots tap, the goats jump around in different formations and then end the act with a big pyramid. Cute, piled on top of cuter. Nobody can resist the four-legged cheerleaders, and Miller wins the talent contest at the local fair every year. Now, Ross runs a free-range chicken farm, and they sell the best eggs in the area. Happy chickens who get exposure to sunlight and lead a stress-free life produce eggs with thick, yellow yolks, hard brown shells, and are packed with omega-3s. He has a bantam rooster trained to run in circles around him, kind of like a horse being lunged. It always gets a few laughs at the fair, but never the big win. He needs to find a chicken act that will leave Miller's drill team of nannies in the dust. With a sigh, Ross puts down his undrunk coffee and shrugs on his overalls. They hang loose on his thin frame, pounds lost to fair fretting. It's time to start his daily checkup of the fences and amount of grain in the silos. A new batch of laying hens has come in this morning, and he wants to make sure everything is in good working order before he inspects them. Meanwhile, it's chaos in the free-run chicken barn. The new arrivals are squawking and running amok as they try to orient themselves. It may sound like just noise to the human ear, but the birds do have their own language.
Where the clock are we?
One girl shrieks.
Get me the clock out of here!
Another howls.
That's my head you're standing on!
Comes from another. And before today, they'd lived quietly in a small barn with only a few other chicks to avoid being squashed. See, baby chicks are notorious for trampling each other. Talk about a life shock for them now. The large coverall barn was almost wall-to-wall with hens, and the noise deafening as new chickens collided with old birds. Dust shimmers in the sunlight as toes kick up sawdust and dried manure, making some of the old-timers cough and gag.
Attention! All newcomers line up here, and we're not ducks, so no waddling. Get to it!
A large black hen squawks above the ruckus. Her voice thunders through the open space, and everyone settles down. A group of four hens who'd been in the same shipping crate huddle together, and they whisper amongst themselves while the boss hen rounds up more of the panicked stragglers. So what do you sisters call yourselves?
I'm Florence,
a red sex-link bird says. She has lovely brown feathers and soft black eyes.
I go by Mary,
a cute barred Plymouth Rock says. All four of us come from the same hatchery, but we can't be sisters, being four different breeds. She puffs up her black and white foliage.
Maybe we can be sisters by choice. Betty, at your service here.
A Colombian rock with fine white feathers and a mischievous grin joins in.
Diana is my name, a Rhode Island red says, her eyes bright, not missing a thing.
This place is terrifying. I've never seen so many chickens in all my life. What are there, 200 in here?
Diana is interrupted by the boss hen hopping up on a large metal structure with multiple small boxes under it. Straw sticks out of each container. The odd egg, both brown and white, is visible in some. She squawks for their attention.
Welcome to the Ross Chicken Farm. I am the manager on the floor, and you can call me Barbara. You're all very lucky to live here. Most hens spend their lives in battery cages, but you are allowed to roam free and can even go outside for dust baths and sunbathing.
The four new friends look at each other in confusion. What is a battery cage?
But there are rules here. You must lay your eggs in the laying berths. Do you see these little boxes I'm standing on? You lay here, nowhere else. I catch you laying under the berths or in a corner, you will become soup.
Clock me, soup?
Florence says softly to Mary. I guess that's a threat.
Like we will all have to make soup instead of eggs? Betty asked.
No, Mary says. I think she means we'll be in the soup.
That's ghastly, Diana gasps.
Silence, you cluckers!
She screams at the loud gaggle of four girls. All the chickens freeze. A quiet settles over the barn with only the sound of the hanging feed dispensers creaking in the breeze.
You will all lay at least one egg a day. No slackers here. If you stop laying, you'll become soup.
Barbara continues.
There's also a strict no-fighting rule. No eye-pecking, no feather-pulling, or else soup!
Someone somewhere is eating a lot of soup, Betty whispers.
Barbara hops off the box and calls,
Follow me!
All the new hens shuffle behind the large black bird as she starts pointing out the facilities. There are red waterers hanging from the ceiling on one side, while metal feeders hang down the other. The walls are taken up by the laying berths with big windows above them, and the eggs roll down a ramp into an area under the barn. The most interesting part of the tour is the recreation area. There's a wall full of hay and a wired container for the girls to peck at, and kids' xylophones nailed to the wall. A few hens are bonking at the different colored keys with their beaks, and random notes ring out.
How long are we going to live here? Mary asked,
her cute puffy face creased in curiosity. Barbara turns her dull body, the sheen of youth no longer on her feathers, and looks at the newbies.
The average stay is about a year. And when your egg production slacks off, well, then it's time for...
Let me guess, Florence interrupts. Soup. Some loud clucking, dust clouds, and random raining of feathers at one end of the barn distracts Barbara. It looks like too many chickens are trying to use the small door that leads to the outside pasture at the same time. As Barbara flaps off to check on the log jam, the girls look at one another.
Well, I'm not sure how long a year is, but it doesn't sound long enough.
What are we going to do when we stop laying eggs?
Barbara is obviously older.
What's her secret?
Betty frets. Mary is distracted by the metal wiring on the hay dispenser and starts running her beak up and down it. She changes the rhythm and notes by strumming different length wires. There's a reason these four chickens gravitated to one another. There's something special about all four of them. Not your average fowl. Betty listens to the sound her friend is making, her white head cocked to one side as she nods to the beat. Then she starts flapping her wings right beside the metal feed container. And as the strong bones hit the side of the metal, a low, cool, booming sound erupts.
Diana ruffles her red feathers in excitement and hops up to a xylophone and she pecks at the colored keys. Three short notes, three long ones. Something magical is happening to these impromptu instruments. The three girls manage to get their sound in sync. Florence hops up to another section of the haywire and starts plucking with a toe, her harmony working perfectly with the others. I've been thinking about Barbara. I don't know how she avoids the soup pot, but I know one thing for sure. Florence opens her beak wide and goes from talking to singing. There's no stopping us now, now that we've found our way. This has never happened before in this chicken barn. This has never happened before in any chicken barn, anywhere else in the world. Florence, Mary, Betty, and Diana are pecking, singing, wing pounding, and toe strumming like birds possessed. There is a joy and radiance around them that ushers in a new feeling of energy and possibility in the dusty barn. Every other chicken is silent and staring, beaks wide open, their red combs swaying to the beat. It's musical alchemy. It's the four girls' luck that Farmer Ross walks in at that moment to check out his new flock. He drops his jaw in amazement, listening to the catchy tune coming from the four different colored birds in the entertainment area. Then, a slow smile crosses his face. An evil, delicious, delighted smile. Wait till Joel Miller sees what he's bringing to the local fair. Wait till everyone sees and hears. He is going to win the talent show for sure this year. In fact, he's pretty sure the local fair is only the beginning. These are some special birds. Time to pour a fresh cup of coffee, and Ross knows it will taste great.
I hope you enjoyed Brooke St. Ange's reading of Farmyard Follies. If you want to learn more about her or the story behind these sassy singing chickens, check out the show notes at www.fonz.ca/works/podcast. And remember, you can pick up your very own free copy of The Story Behind the Stories by getting a code from the show notes. Until next time, sleep with your lights on and keep an ear out for the next episode of Read Me a Nightmare.